الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله المولان العظيم. We have discussed to a little extent, and in our broken way we tried to explain the greatness of the Quran Sharif, and the etiquette and the rights of the Quran Sharif. Then the other aspect which this ayat refers to, Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. The month is also very, very great. As in the hadith narrated by Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Shahrun Azeemun, it's a very, very great month. Mubarakun, full of barakat. And for this we see that our elders, they used to always wait for the month of Ramadan. It is mentioned that when the moon is sighted for Eid at the end of Ramadan, then people like us, generally, we rejoice that now the month of Ramadan is over, Eid day has come. But our elders' attitude is completely different. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that when the moon is sighted, I become happy that now the season, the months of Hajj have started now, the Mawsam of Hajj. And this was the month of Ramadan where you prepared totally your spiritual life to be able to go and meet with your Creator now. And the Safar of Hajj, which is intention of meeting Allah, going to Kaaba Sharif, and then there, the person who prepares, it is as though he says, not only, as ulama has explained, that he makes tawaf of the Kaaba, but as though he is making tawaf around Allah Ta'ala. He meets with Allah Ta'ala, and then going to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, back to Mina, back to Makkah, what a journey. So this is the month for the preparation of all that. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to get happy that the moon for the great season of Hajj has started now. Other Akabir, that the first 6 months after Ramadan, they spend in remorse and in sorrow that they did not appreciate the month as it is supposed to be appreciated. There we should think a week is gone already. And really, speaking of course for myself, what have we really done for this month? If we go and see, though a person tries in all the things, but he finds himself falling short all the time. There isn't enough time also. We are human beings. We've got our other necessities. What a person wants to do, what we should be doing. As far as quantity is also concerned, a person who feels that I haven't done enough. And as far as quality, that is right out of the question. That the quality that is required for our ibadat, our closeness to Allah, that passion that we are supposed to have, we fall far short. So great Buzurgani Deen, 6 months they spend in the sorrow that we could not spend Ramadan correctly. The next 6 months they spend in anticipation of the next month again, a month of Ramadan again. And in this way, if we also look forward to the coming of the month, also we find that it is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that Allah Ta'ala beautifies Jannat every year at the beginning of the year, which is Muharram, for the month of Ramadan, which is 9 months away. So, and Allah beautifies Jannat, which our ulama explained, like if we are having a special guest, then we try and prepare the house, we do spring cleaning, etc. Like that, some people do spring cleaning, but for the day of Eid, etc. The people will come on the day of Eid, etc. They clean the house. Some people go to the extent of perhaps painting also, and they paint. And in the month of Ramadan, perhaps we are doing this. Whereas that time should be for something else, for the ibadat of the month of Ramadan. Similarly, for Jumu'ah also, we should try that we prepare, we keep Jumu'ah free for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever things we have to do on a Jumu'ah, try and do it before Jumu'ah, or the day before Jumu'ah, or the day after Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah, we try and give that day also. It has got great, great, great merit. And Allah put in our heart the greatness and the honor of these special times, the day of Jumu'ah, the month of Ramadan, and then Jumu'ah in Ramadan. That is even much more greater. And our elders used to appreciate this very, very much, that no moment they used to spare, they should waste. Wasting is out of the question. That they should make it even less valuable than compared to making it more valuable. Just wasting it is out of the question. And gunas are right out of the question. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala let us appreciate. So this month. And then we find Nabi Ali salatu wasalam from the month of Rajab already looking forward to the month of Ramadan. Making dua for all the barakat of Rajab. And that we get the barakat of Ramadan. That we reach Ramadan. So it's a very, very important special occasion. And then before Ramadan started, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam drew the attention of the Sahaba that a very great month is coming. For example, in our businesses, a person, whatever lines he is in doing business, if he's special lines, or if he's like, for example, in the clothing business, then when December will come, already from June, he will already starts ordering, seeing what is the trend, what kind of clothes must he get, what kind of things we must have in his business. He doesn't wait for December to come. And then he's going to go and order things, etc. He gets it well in advance, he prepares. For his winter lines in our country, here in South Africa, for June, July, the clothes that will be required, warm clothing, etc. People will buy jackets, jerseys, socks, etc., woolen things. So he doesn't go and buy it in June, July. He will order it in from January already. Like that, Allah make us look forward to this month. And also, another very important aspect, that Allah, we have to work on our deen all the time. So that the passion of the deen comes. That we don't look at Ramadan like a burden. Like a month filled with so many duties. So difficult. We have to go to masjid, where we have to make 20 rakats extra taraweeh. The TV is off. We can't do the things we normally do. Allah save us from all that. But that we rather prepare, and we have that passion for this month. And that will be if we relate to the to our Islah and our connection with Allah Ta'ala. Which Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, addressing the ulama. And those ulama who are teaching in Darul Ulooms, who are in deen all the time, they are teaching hadith kitabs, they are teaching fiqh kitabs, they are teaching Quran, tafsir, they are in deen all the time. But Hazrat, addressing them, says that we have allowed 11 months to go by without being concerned about our spiritual life. Now this month, don't waste it. Pay your full attention to our spiritual life. This also we can perhaps understand. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, wrote to Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, Rahmatullah Ali, and Mufti Shafi Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, encouraging them to have zikr majalis in the madaris. Because these zikr majalis, Hazrat explained, they ward off a lot of fitnas. Otherwise, fitness come in madrasas also. And in different ways, fitness come also. So the zikr majalis should be, Hazrat, in his old age, when he was paralyzed, he said, I may suffer in the world only to have this zikr majalis established. Because of the way zikr majalis, it wards off all the fitness and all problems that take place. Otherwise, in our dini efforts also, lot of fitness also come. As one person explained very nicely, that we eat food, good, healthy, wholesome food, halal and tayyiba, but a good portion of that food is waste, which goes in the toilet. So like that, we have pure deen, but with it also, pride also comes in a person. A person becomes negligent of his own condition, is worried about his mutala, present his sabak properly to the students, answer their queries and questions, etc. I have to finish my syllabus also. I have to do everything and I have to do it properly. I must be punctual also. All those things. But together with that, our own spiritual side is also one thing. So Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi wrote to Hazrat Shaykh and asked Hazrat Shaykh that we are teaching hadith in the madrasa, there is five times namaz carrying on, everything, our dini things are carrying on. So do we still need zikr separately? All this is this not zikr. Dars of hadith is zikr, dars of Quran Sharif is zikr, namaz is the zikr of Allah, everything. So Hazrat explained then that this year the zikr majalis which the ulama and our mashayikh have prescribed for us, this has a specific purpose. And this little bit also of zikr majalis, this, it has a great effect. So Hazrat in that context used to appeal to the ulama that the month of Ramadan, devote it now when you won't be looking at your kitabs really. You won't be looking at your mutala, what you normally do for teaching your kitab. Now your spiritual side. Now your connection with Allah Ta'ala. And how much we get connected. In this context also, we should not be fooled with our titles. We are a Maulana, I'm a Hafiz, I'm a Qari, I'm a Tablighi, I'm a Sufi, all these. And we should not be fooled with our attire. Alhamdulillah, it's very important. We have to dress according to Shariat and Deen. Our beards, topis, kurtas, women in their hijab, etc., burqas, all this is absolutely. But that should not make us feel that we are now pious. Now my work is done. I'm a Maulana. Everyone in Maulana is guaranteed Jannati. We know that the first three people who are going to enter Jahannam. Hey, Allah Ta'ala protect us all. So we don't have any guarantee. And no matter what ibadat we do, what ma'arif we have, what ulum we have, but it depends on how our maut comes. And nobody knows about that. And what condition our maut is going to come, we don't know. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, on one occasion, somebody explained something, an incident to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And Hazrat then at the end said this one word, Allahu Samad, that Allah is independent. That no matter how much you seem to be in deen, but if Allah takes you to task, Allah is Allah. Allah knows His work and the wisdom of Allah and the ulum and the ma'arif and what the Allah Ta'ala is beyond. Wara'ul wara. All the brains of the people of the world together, one side. Together we cannot fathom Allah Ta'ala. We are slaves in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So this connection with Allah, to bring that connection, this is the ideal month of Ramadan that we work on that to build this connection. So this is a season that we have to wait for and be eagerly waiting. And then what we have to take from the season, we have to take. Like a businessman, a retailer for example, normally they get very busy in December, the retailers. So if during that period, he puts a notice on his shop door that shop will be closed from the 15th of December till the 25th or till the end of the month, that is gone for fishing. That is not a time where your shopkeeper at that time he wants to go fishing. That's the time he has to be in his business. He gets extra hands to help. Extra help he takes. He puts more time. And he's so busy the whole day, he can't eat also sometimes. He doesn't get time to eat. He doesn't complain, I didn't get time. All these customers close the door, chase them away. Perhaps the workers will want to do that. But the boss, he won't want that at all. He will want more customers to come. And no worry, he hasn't got time to eat, he's happy about it. And counting the money, that gives him a thrill. So this is that month that we should also really not worry. Especially, alhamdulillah, effort is being made. We are coming on to it gradually. All the savouries at iftari time and all the extra food, etc. We break our roza also. That time also we have so much which is a meal. And then we make namaz, those who do make namaz. After that again, another meal again. After isha, another nightcap again. Sehri time again we eat. And as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, some of us eat so much at Sehri that we feel it's a whole day. We have to fill my stomach. I have to have enough fuel for the whole day. And we forget at iftari time, we filled up for the whole day already. And now we think again, the whole day I was hungry. So I have to cover up again now. So then in that case, Hadras writes that Ramadan, all what it becomes, that we're eating more. And we're eating rich food also in Ramadan. So even the calories and that becomes more. And Ramadan was a month that we should, our health should have, besides all the spiritual side also, additional benefits, that our health also should be, it should be a great booster and a great boon for our physical health also. But then when we are eating more, and we are eating more rich food, it is doing the opposite. One good friend of ours went to a dietitian, and in the course of the discussion, the dietitian said, you Muslims are so fortunate, a non-Muslim dietitian, that the fasting has been prescribed for you. That fasting is such a great benefit for your physical health. Spiritually, the main thing is our spiritual, that is the main thing, but even physical. And then what more the dietitian said, that you after fasting, if you open your fast with fries, deep fries, the amount of benefit you got to keeping hungry 12 hours, 15 hours, 18 hours, you do more damage to yourself if you open your fast with deep fries, whether it be our samosas, our pies, whatever our fries are. And the dietitian said that you have been prescribed and encouraged to open your fast with dates, with a fruit. And not only a fruit, but the king of fruit. Dates are the king of all fruits. The mango is not the king of fruits. Dates is the king of fruit. And in the dates today, Allah has made it so easy for us. We're getting dates of Medina Sharif. And then we are getting ajwa. Oh, Allahu Akbar. These things couldn't be dreamt about some years ago. And today, alhamdulillah, there is an abundance of it. May Allah let us make qadr of all these things. Otherwise, Allah's system works. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah protect us. If we make na-shukri, perhaps we didn't make shukr of our masajid. We weren't attending. If we weren't attending, we weren't making conscious shukr. Allah takes away the ni'mat. Even these ni'mat, may Allah now, the month of Ramadan, we know how it is going, not how we would like it to go. But in Allah is Allah, we try our best. Allah inshallah will give us on this also. But everyone, the Haramain Sharifain be open, all the tawafs taking place, Yaratat Rozai Mubarak, all the iftari in the Haramain, what ni'mat Allah has blessed us with. So anyway, the khajur, we open our roza with khajur and with zamzam. We are today, how fortunate also that we're getting zamzam and we're getting the pure zamzam. May Allah Ta'ala keep these ni'mat and may let us make shukr and Allah increase us. So the thing is that we look forward to the month of Ramadan. And then to get the actual, that Ramadan is not a month of feasting, but rather a month of fasting. And Ramadan is not a month of eating, but it is more a month of feeding. And mashallah, there are so many people in the ummah who are doing this. They are fasting themselves and they are feeding other people. Especially at these times here. And Allah reward those who are feeding the people who are so desperately in need. And in the whole world, a person phoned from Bangladesh today and he said 80 to 90% of the ulama got no food in their houses. So what a time has come, and the effects of it still we are going to know later. Still we don't know the effect. This whole, it has thrown the whole economy of the world, not only of a country or a family or an individual, how many people's jobs are lost, and you don't feel the pinch of it immediately. It will be later when we won't have money for our rent, we won't have money to buy bread also. May Allah protect us. Allah is Razzaq. And we have to put our trust in Allah. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. But our side, what we have to do. One friend phoned yesterday and he said last year September he went for Umrah. He met Maulana Bobat, Faruk Bobat in Madinatul Munawwara, and he told him that a person had seen a dream of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, my whole life I cried for my ummah. Today my ummah doesn't even make dua for me after azan. The dua after azan, that dua also we're not making. Durood Sharif, we are so weak in everything. So, and then with the dream which Maulana Sajjad Nomani has also narrated, we are destroying our deen. We are destroying ourselves. If we are destroying our deen, we are destroying ourselves. So our Durood Sharif, the azan, respect of azan, and then replying to azan, verbally also, and then physically also, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We bring this upon ourselves and the present condition, our actions. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq in the month of Ramadan for tawbah, istighfar also. Shab-e Barat had passed, where we did not make our tawbah istighfar properly. Ramadan came and a complete different dimension of Ramadan for us this year. Still, we have to make lot of tawbah. And we have to make tawbah on our ibadat. Our gunas are there. And they are open gunas which we commit. And sad part, we don't recognize our gunas also. The ghaflat that we have got, unmindfulness, the value of this month, may Allah give us tawfiq. So this is a very great month. And the preparation of this month, women folk, for example, we know also long before, they're collecting their white meat, and they are starting to fill the samosas, etc. This is not really the preparation for the month of Ramadan also. This is the month for fasting, and we prepare well in advance with feasting. It shouldn't be also that from our workplaces we are phoning home, and we tell the housewife, make this also. Today I've got a desire, I'm listening for this also, and I'm listening for that also. But when it comes, how much can a person eat? And also very important every day at iftari also, and then at on Eid day also. There are those people that every iftari, they limit their food, so that we can make our taraweeh at least properly. And in any case, to limit our food and to eat it in just how much is required. And we read, Hadhrat Shaykh has written, and in Akabir Ka Ramadan, that how little they should eat in the month of Ramadan. And then for Eid also, a person should limit his food. And we come back to his normal system, but gradually. Not just on Eid day also, we go wild with everything and we just start eating. So this month of Ramadan is a great occasion Allah has given us for the whole ummah, every strata and layer of the ummah. For the ordinary Muslim, there's just the fasting and the taraweeh at night is very, very great. What a great discipline. Muslims have been given this great, great gift from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And Allah give us tawfiq that we look at it as a gift, but not at all as a burden. And little bit the training that takes place, it is a bit hard. It is strenuous on the human body. It is strenuous on the nafs. But then there are so many things which every person in the world has to work for. Then he gets the results. Non-Muslims also, they have to work. We all have to work for our rozi. The more you work, harder for your rozi, the more you get, the more comfortable you stay then. A person who worked hard in the day, his night will go comfortably. He'll have enough warm clothing for winter. He'll have all the comforts. But a person who doesn't work, so this work we have to do in the month of Ramadan. But Allah make it that we look at it and we look forward to it and we enjoy the rozas. When we enjoy our taraweeh and every aspect of Ramadan, so this great month Allah has given to us, we should look forward to it. And when it comes then finally, to appreciate it. And therefore also the beautiful dua, the Nabi was, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What a dua, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Oh Allah, keep us salamat. Keep our things, our matter, our bodies, all our affairs, our matters, in order so that we can take the maximum benefit. If there isn't that salamati, a person lands up in a hospital, a person, some other problems in the house, argument, a divorce situation worked out, came about, Allah save us all. And unfortunately, these things happened just before Ramadan. And now in Ramadan, we are engaged in all those other things, running to the hospital, or running to the lawyers, running to ulama, all our matters, divorce matters, etc. Allah protect us. And Ramadan also, Allah keep it. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana. And Ramadan also, Allah keeps it nicely safe. We can go through it nicely. This is the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah give us tawfiq. And then what we have gained in the month of Ramadan, that also stays with us. It is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, man jaa bil hasana. A person who will come having done a good deed. Not man amila hasana. Not a person who did a good deed. Just to do a good deed is not sufficient. We have to do it. But then the more important heavy task is after that to look after it. And we all should get happy that we have done good deeds. Ramadan, Allah give us more tawfiq, inshallah. But then to look after it. And not only till Eid, but till mort, that it stays with us. Shaitan, our enemy, how he destroys us. Maulana Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali writes, a person who made 3 Hajj, and Hajj of that Zamana, which was very difficult, but in one sentence, that he says, for example, to his son, his worker, bring me the Zamzam water of my 3rd Hajj. So by there, actually, he wanted to show, I made 3 Hajj already. So, and then in that one sentence, it destroys the reward of 3 Hajj. So we don't know where we destroy our sawabs also. For that, we should also keep company of the pious, the righteous, so that sincerity comes into us also. The same way, especially for the ulama, etc., who are in dini work, that sincerity comes in that dini work. And as Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, somebody has to ask him dua for sincerity, he should say, may Allah increase you in sincerity. As it is there, may Allah increase. And there is no limit to sincerity also. That sincerity, a person can work on it his whole life. The more greater, deeper value of sincerity will keep on coming. So all the sifat, this is the month to work on all these things. So Allah has brought this month. We have got the opportunity, everyone, from the ordinary people who we regard as the ordinary Muslims, to those who are the pious Muslims, to those who are the learned ones. For everyone, this month is a month that we can go far ahead. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, and that it become that we look forward to it, and what we have to do, we do what we have to do, and we get the maximum benefit of this month of Ramadan. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and accept from all of us, the whole ummah, and by the barakat of this month, may Allah ease all the problems of the whole ummah, of the whole of mankind. Yeah, in this dunya also, and in akhirat also. Allah have mercy on us, and Allah be with us.